The Longmont Leader accepts contributions, photos, letters to the editor, or LTEs, and op-eds for publication from community members, business leaders and public officials on local topics. Publication will be at the discretion of the editor and published opinions do not represent the views of the Longmont Leader or its staff. To submit a contribution, email info@longmontleader.com. I encourage all Longmont voters to take the time to carefully examine your ballot for the upcoming election. Both the state of Colorado and the Longmont City Council are asking you to vote yes on tax issues that will have big impacts on your wallet long into the future. This election comes at a time of considerable economic uncertainty. Many experts are asking such things as, 1. Is a recession coming? 2. Is inflation on the way up or down? 3. What will the Federal Reserve do next? 4. What will be the ultimate property tax increase from the approximate 30% increase in property valuation in Boulder County? Facing a long list of economic uncertainties, I had hoped the City Council would judiciously promote ballot issues for real community needs that would benefit most Longmont residents. I had hoped Council would recognize that while the 4 projects on their wish list were appropriate in the long run, this is a year to focus on needs, not wants. The risk of overreaching is to have all issues fail. In my mind, needs address essential issues that are immediate, like recreation and library opportunities for our youth. Identifying wants for the future is great, but they must wait so that residents do not have to choose between food or medicine or rent due to tax increases. Instead of a focused approach, the council has placed before the voters 3 ballot issues: 1. Fund an arts and entertainment center, 2. Fund a new library branch and the operation and maintenance of all libraries, 3. Fund recreation facilities, including the construction of a recreation center at Dry Creek Community Park, and in partnership with the Y, a recreation facility, affordable housing, and a land swap. If the voters approve these ballot issues, you will face 7 tax increases, 4 property and 3 sales and use tax. In my opinion, a new recreation center at Dry Creek is a need. However, I am having difficulty seeing why the council combined the recreation center at Dry Creek with the Y project, which appears to be as much about affordable and attainable housing as recreation. I have not found a realistic estimated completion date for this project. A good question for council candidates this fall is what will be Plan B if this issue fails because of the mixing of needs and wants. The Library Board has analyzed the library needs in the community for several years. I believe, as proposed, the ballot issue addresses a community need. Every resident must have access to sources of information. For many, especially young residents, the library is that source. I believe the Arts and Entertainment Center, though desirable, is a want, not need. I see it as a want because, 1. It does not benefit the whole community. 2. All residents, rich and poor, will pay for the benefit of the few. 3. The council has failed to provide residents with a realistic total cost for the project. At the August 8 meeting, the city manager told the council he estimated an additional $40 million should be added to the total budget. 4. The council expects the LPAI to raise $35 million for the project and anticipates it may take 5 years to raise its $35 million. This project is neither essential or immediate, therefore it is a want. I think a more reasonable approach is to place this issue on a future ballot when LPAI has most of its $35 million in hand. The final tax issue of concern comes from the governor and state legislature in the form of Proposition HH. I believe HH is a sneaky way to divert your attention with a promise of short-term property tax relief in return for your vote to eliminate future TABOR refunds. Do not fall for this sleight-of-hand trick. Read HH with your eyes wide open. As you read, I encourage you to think about your long-term best interests. Gordon L. Pedro.